Well, it won't be ready in time for Thanksgiving, but this week the FDA approved a new at-home test for COVID-19, which promises results in less than half an hour. Dr. Gary Prokop is medical director of clinical virology at the Cleveland Clinic, which ran a clinical trial for the new test. Dr. Prokop, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
And before we talk about what this will mean in terms of public health, let's talk about the test kit itself. What does it look like? How does it work?
Yeah, so the test kit's pretty simple. You get a kit, and it has a little machine inside, and it has a swab, it has a vial, and it has instructions. And so basically, you swab both sides of your nose, and then you put the swab into the vial and swirl it again. And then you're going to put it in this little instrument that comes with two AA batteries and let it go. And it will run itself for up to 30 minutes. And there's a positive light and a negative light. And if all the lights flash, it tells you that there was an error, and a little baggie to dispose all of it when you're done.
So I guess the question is, when those lights flash, positive or negative, how much can we rely on them? Is it as good as going to a test center or to a doctor's office?
I would say it's in the very good category. So they did three arms to this trial. And in their community testing arm, they essentially tested 101 patients, and they only missed three. And the three that they missed had low viral loads, right? So we know in this disease that once you get infected, your viral load will rise. Then as you recover, your viral load will start to drop. So those are the only ones that they missed. So it looks like it's a very good test for people who have acute COVID-19 early in disease. If you start testing asymptomatic people, these tests don't perform up to the documented standards. They're all cleared for symptomatic people. And the quick tests like this, they tend to start breaking down when you start testing people with low viral loads, which would be asymptomatic folks. So it's pretty important that people are really only testing themselves with this or any of the other quick tests if they're symptomatic.
How big of a development is this? In other words, could access to home testing be an important weapon against this pandemic?
I'm excited about it for a couple reasons. One is it keeps sick people in their homes, right? We want sick people to be isolated and not transmitting the virus. Number two is it decreases the use of personal protective equipment. So you don't have to have a nurse or other caregiver gown, glove, mask in order to swab a patient. They're doing it in the safety of their own home. You know, the challenge will be to the company to gear up, you know, get these products into our hands. And I think it also is a herald to other companies that this can be done.
Another challenge that might present itself here is that it's by prescription only. Patients taking the test at home are going to be responsible for reporting their results to the doctor. And then the doctor, as far as I understand, will then have to report those results to health officials. Just wonder if you run the risk of losing track along the way, if that could be an issue.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, I think you point out an important challenge. We need to know who has COVID-19 so public health officials can do their job of contact tracing. That's going to have to be a portion of this home testing that really gets nailed down, pretty firmly.
Doctor, regarding the reliability of these tests, if someone gets a negative result, do you have any concern that they might, you know, then think they're home free, not take the precautions that they might need to anyways?
You know, that getting a negative result, if somebody's symptomatic, they should always question that negative result. And this company and, you know, other companies too, I think, have put very good language in their test directions. Like, for example, this one says negative results do not preclude the SARS-CoV-2 infection. Individuals who test negative and continue to experience COVID-like symptoms should seek follow-up care from their healthcare provider. So we know that very early in disease, the viral load is going to be low because you just got infected. And so any test can miss people at those very low viral load levels. So as patients become symptomatic, if symptoms become worse, you know, they should consider getting tested again, maybe getting tested with a more sensitive test, and for sure stay in contact with their medical provider.
The other thing I'm wondering is, will it be irrelevant by the time a vaccine rolls out to the general public, maybe around the same time that this home test becomes widely available?
Yeah, I don't know. Time will tell. Everybody for sure is really hoping these vaccines are going to be highly effective. So, but until we know for sure, you know, it's another good test that I think we can add to a list of the good tests that we have. So, you know, happy to have it.
Dr. Gary Prokop, whose lab at the Cleveland Clinic was involved in the clinical trials for Lucira Health's new COVID-19 home test kit approved this week by the FDA. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.